I forgot to hit record on the level 13 recording device. So now people from level 13, they'll have no idea what I've been talking about for the last little bit. So now I feel like I'm feeling like maybe I should just start over and tell them what's going on. Anyway, I took a trip is where we're at. We're really only on the second day when we went to Springfield, Illinois. And Adam lives about 5 hours south of St. Louis, and we were about an hour and a half north of St. Louis. So that meant that we would have been, doing the math quickly in my head, like 6.5, 7 hours away from Adam, who was our next stop on Saturday. So we decided, hey, since the museum thing was only like a half day, why don't we just find, a hotel closer to Adam that we can just spend the night at Friday night, and then we'll have a smaller drive in the morning. So I got the brilliant idea. Hey, there's a bunch of Springfields. Why don't we just, you know, we went to Springfield, Illinois, spent the night. Why don't we just go to Springfield, Missouri and spend the night? I don't know why this felt like a good idea or thought that was a good idea, but I booked a hotel in St. Louis, Missouri, kind of sight unseen, you know, just a La Quinta that I put us in there that I don't know why I didn't do more research on it. And it wasn't in a bad area of town. It was like next to one of the biggest bass outlets in the world, you know, bass shop outlets in the world with the big aquarium attachment to it. And it was just, you know, a few blocks away from that. But yeah, it was not a newer hotel, I'll tell you that. It was, you know, the we were supposed to have a king, but we got a queen, and then the mattress was kind of junky. You know what I'm saying? Like, is this really a mattress? Like, is this really a mattress, or is this just, you know, like a trampoline or something? I'm not entirely sure that this is a mattress, a proper mattress. That's what I'm looking for, a proper mattress. But it's okay. We stayed there in Springfield, Missouri. And one of the things that Zach, I'm sorry, I have to look up something really quickly here. One of the things that Zach had purchased as a souvenir from the Abraham Lincoln Museum was a coffee mug from one of their rolling exhibits that they had at the museum. And the exhibit was called The State of Sound. So it was a black mug that said The State of Sound. And it was celebrating all of the famous musicians throughout history from Illinois. And so he bought this coffee mug. So when we got to St. Louis, Missouri, and we were going inside, I was carrying the bag that had the souvenirs in it, and the bag kind of ripped and it fell on the cement and it broke Zach's coffee mug. So if anybody's in Springfield, Illinois, or knows somebody in Springfield, Illinois that can go to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and buy me a replacement mug, I will happily pay for it and shipping. But yeah. They don't have an online store. They do have a phone number. I guess I could. Oh, Jesus Christ. Calling somebody on the phone, it just feels even saying it sounds like dirty. But yeah, I guess I could call them. But I figured I'd just check, see if anybody had that. There was an ancient volunteer there. I'm sorry, I'm replying to the chat room. It says, call them, you'll get some ancient volunteer. There was an ancient volunteer there. And she, Adam says that he is around. So I'm going to turn off my video to save him some bandwidth. So let's see. He did show up on Zoom. Now, whether it's ringing now in his... So, Adam Burns has entered the waiting room. I've admitted him. Let's see. He's got his laptop camera going. He does indeed have his laptop camera going. He's looking down at me with a very stern face, but he doesn't seem to be hearing me. So I'm guessing that he can't hear. Eventually, he'll be like, or maybe he's waiting for my video. Like, is he just waiting for my video? I had my video off. I didn't have my video going.
I mean, we can turn video off.
I was trying to save your bandwidth. I was trying to
set the audio.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's one problem.
What? What's that
problem? That is, I didn't bring a microphone stand.
Yeah, you're holding your mic there. I see that.
So that could get tiring. But I have a...
Oh, you bought an SD card. Where'd you get it?
At a Walmart on the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you end up staying? Where are you camping at?
You want to see something? Okay, let's see if I can show you. This is so ridiculous. Can you see that?
It is. It's a corner garden tub. Yes.
I was like, so I was driving and trying to book a hotel at the same time, and it said,
and probably watching a Netflix show.
No, I was listening to an audiobook actually, because I'm rereading the entire Wheel of Time series, but I was listening to it anyway. So, it said a suite, and it wasn't that expensive. And it said, "Oh, it's got a hot tub." And I just said, "Oh, cool!" And I booked it. And it's one of those that has the tub in the room.
Yeah, it's a jacuzzi tub.
Yeah, but it's like one of those. You know, because it's not a very expensive hotel, so it's one of those, right. Like...
It's in the bedroom. The tub is in a corner in the bedroom, not in the bathroom.
I mean, I expect the bed to be vibrating and have a quarter slot. But,
you know, it's funny. I was just talking about my horrible hotel experience in Springfield. But I'm asking, where are you at? What town did you end up in?
Oh, Rolla or Rolla, or it's R-O-L-L-A.
I see. Rolla, Missouri.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half from St. Louis, but it was a happy medium because I could get here in time to record without being too late, but also get a little bit of sleep before I have to get up and I can't get the stupid SD card out.
Oh, another thing you forgot, scissors.
One moment, please.
Just use the Bible. Anyway, continuing on with my trip. So we stayed in Springfield, Missouri, so that we could drive in to see Adam the next morning. Now, guys, when Adam was talking to me on the phone, it was very, very important that he talk to us ahead of time and make sure that we had. And one of the things he said is like, now that Google Maps is going to try to send you down this dirt road. And I'm like, oh, well, can't you just set a route in Google Maps and then just send us that? Can't you share a route in Google Maps? And it was an honest question because I've never done it before. He's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And so I get an email from Adam that says, hey, here's the directions to my house. It's a link to Google Maps. I click on it and the route is highlighted. And so we take off.
You shouldn't cover stuff we're going to cover on the show.
No, this is my trip, not us meeting you. I'm talking about my trip. Just like you talked about your trip on the Geeky Gay. So, anyway, we take off and we start heading down towards Adam. And it was taking us through cow pastures and a watermelon patch. I don't know what they were. They were all turned under. It could have been anything, but it was like we were just in the middle of nowhere, just in God's country. Like they didn't sometimes even paint the line in the middle of the road. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of a road, and we're driving and I need to pee, but we're in a hybrid that gets really good gas mileage. So we don't need a gas station, but I need a gas station. So I being the person I am, I don't like just going into a gas station and using their bathroom. Right. I want to buy something from the gas. So I was looking for, you know, a modern gas station that has a convenience store attached. Cause then I don't feel so bad. I go in, I use their bathroom. I buy another Diet Coke or some snacks or whatever. And I'm good. I'm just going through, and every gas station we saw looked like something that would be run by a family. Like, you know, like Ma was, you have to talk to your grandma over there. She's having trouble with the cash register. It's like, you know, that's like one of those just, I'm not going to pull in there. I'm not going to pull in there. No. I got so bad at one point, I even thought, there's some of these side roads that just kind of go into the woods. I could just, you know, pull over on one of the side, you know, take, turn off the main road, go up in the woods a little bit and then pee in the bushes or something. But then I'm like, what if there's like people with shotguns and stuff, you know, like out there? Cause it's hunting season. I didn't know it at the time, but it is hunting season. I was told this when we got to Zach's dad's. Lo and behold, somewhere out of the mist in Rogers, Arkansas, a modern gas station appeared. A come and go. Which is a chain, I guess, in Arkansas and Missouri, the come and go with a K. The K-U-M and go. Which just with the popularity of those Buc-ee's shirts, I'm surprised that Come and Go doesn't sell
shirts. T-shirts.
They do sell t-shirts because Zach was looking for one. He wanted a Come and Go t-shirt.
I don't know if they sell a t-shirt in the stores, but you can get them online because I think Ricky Burton even has a Come and Go shirt.
Well, of course, Ricky Burton does.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So we crisis averted. I was able to tinkle. And then we drove to Adam's house. I won't talk about it anymore. I won't talk about any more of it until the show, because that's the other part. So there you go. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat room, thank you for showing up early. You're near caught up with my trip. I'm glad that, there's far less time than that Geeky Gay took.
We'll talk about, you know, there is no Geeky Gay today.
Oh. Why?
Well, I mean, I probably will release one tomorrow, but like I'm prioritizing this show because we haven't done one in so long and I had to get on the road immediately. So when I realized my mistake.
Your mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, we've put it off this long. We probably could have just done another show tomorrow night or something like that. Ouch.
How dare you listen at 2.5 speed? I feel like I'm going to be echoey in this room. Apologies to everyone.
Well, then turn your gain down and eat the mic.
Well, then I'm going to have to hold it closer to my
face.
Yes,
but then that way it's not picking up the hand noises as well.
Well, I'm not holding it right now. I propped it on a bathrobe.
Oh, on a bathrobe. Yeah, are you so like leaning down in the chair so that you can talk?
I'm leaning down and I'm making a second bathrobe.
You're gonna do this whole show stooped over in a office chair.
I don't know, but
what kind of hotel is it? Is it a Springfield Inn?
It's called Baymont Inn, but it's by Wyndham.
Oh yeah, I've been in Baymont before.
But don't let that Wyndham part fool you because they have some cheap nasty hotels too.
Oh yeah, they own La Quinta now.
They have nice hotels. I mean, there are nice Wyndhams, mm-hmm. You know, if they're called Wyndham.
Yeah, yeah, no, the La Quinta. La Quinta is owned by Wyndham. Wyndham.
Yeah. And, but actually, I mean, it's not bad. I say cheap, but it's the quality of a Holiday Inn probably. So it's not down there at Motel 6 level.
Right.
And it's not one of those with, you know, like run by a meth head. That's not a chain at all. That's just, you know, those scary ones that you pass sometimes that are from, you know, they were built back in the 20s or whenever they started, you know, people decided to do road trips.
Yeah. But basically when people bought cars,
you know, and they had those, that probably wasn't the 20s, but I'm just making up time. So they, and you know, they had those roadside inns and it was literally one level.
Yes. They're kind of like the gas stations in Arkansas.
12 doors next to each other and that's it, you know, and then like the Bates Motel. Oh yeah. Like the Bates Motel on that show.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
I've stayed in a hotel like that before.
Probably have, but I don't do that anymore.
If I had to. Yeah. If you had a rig, you could have just taken your rig and camped.
Well, this setup is not too bad. I mean, it's not very convenient to bring the mixer because the mixer is not small.
No, it's not.
But I wanted to bring my toiletry bag and a shirt. And I thought, well, and socks and underwear and stuff like that, because I usually reuse my jeans for a while.
Right.
So, and I thought, well, since I'm going to bring that bag, I might as well just put my mixer in there.
Well, there you go. Hey,
because that's easier.
Did you get your SD thing open?
Yeah, it's open and inserted.
Oh, and formatted?
It is also formatted. Sweet. It's green. The button is green.
Sweet. Well, since you probably can't, I don't know, are you going to try to do the news quiz tonight or not? Because I have an alternative for you if you don't want to do the news quiz.
Well, I can do the news quiz, but I can't do the Trivial Pursuit thing because I didn't bring the cards with me.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But I can do the news quiz because I'm on a laptop.
Oh, so yeah, that's true. It's online. Okay, that's fine. We had our holiday party for my department today. And so as I did last year, I made some trivia games. And one of them is a music movie trivia game where I have 10 songs from blockbuster movies. And I want to know the movie, the artist, and the song title.
But I don't know how loud I talk in general. And so I don't know if I have someone next to me and they're going to be like, oh my God, what is this loud?
why are you worrying about this? Who cares?
Announcery, you know, well, maybe they're going to beat on the wall any moment and go, shut up, you know, or whatever. But
it's only 9:30.
That's true.
Screw those people.
Well, there may not even be anyone in the room next to me. I don't know. No way to know.
You're talking no louder than if you had a conference call going on or some kind of Zoom call. This is exactly what that is.
I mean,
All right. What do you need to do before we start?
I just need to check the AC because I'm a little bit warm.
Okay. Check the AC because I'm going to need to go down and get some beverages and then tinkle and then
I peed for about 10 minutes after I got into the room, so I'm good.
Okay.
But I just need to set the thermostat.
I'll be in there.
So do you want me to do that or do you want to do
go ahead.
Okay, let me I don't know where the thermostat is, but
who knows? It could be downstairs. It's a two-room suite or a two-floor suite that he's in. Because Adam will only do super exclusive suites. Like it's not gonna stay in some normal hotel room. He's Adam freaking Burns. He doesn't do that. Let me tell you, after spending time with him, he's just a piece of work. Let me tell you that. But I'll tell you all about it in the show. What are we talking about tonight? Let's see what's on the old trellis for this evening. I haven't put anything over here. I don't know if this is new.
There's no thermostat. It's just one of those.
You just turn it on and say, hey.
But it didn't come on. But then I thought, you know, those are very loud. So I probably just need to leave it off suffer.
What am I putting on the... What am I putting up here? Is Sunday hike something I'm putting up?
Oh, I haven't done that. Let me go do that. I haven't done that.
Okay. We've talked about Gmail.
I think
email addresses and Big Fatty. That's already been talked about. Yeah. That was something you put on there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we've...
Let's see.
I think everything that I've got up there we talked about, because I usually enter them day of.
Right. Well, let's see. I've got some stuff to talk about here. I did not talk about Abraham Lincoln Museum with the folks. I just told them I got there. I didn't talk to them about it. Let's see. Also, yeah, I want to do that. And where did that go? Oh, it dropped down. Okay. I want to talk about that and that. Yes, I've got to talk about this. I don't really need to talk about legal weed because I kind of talked about that on the pre-show. I'd never been to a dispensary before. That was kind of cool. I like that. Definitely this. Just go ahead and drag things over.
Well, we should talk about your visit.
Yeah, that's fine. But I mean,
I'm just going to talk about my day today. Briefly. Sunday hike. I don't know if we talked about it or not, but I don't have anything to say about it now. I don't really have much else that I can think of. So we can just,
it's fine. It sounds like you're about to fall asleep anyway.
No, I'm not actually my throat, and I don't have COVID, but I sound a little, I've been told I sound a little bit, husky today, huskier than normal.
You have DS throat.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it's from, but I'm okay. I feel fine. I'm also trying not to talk too loud because I don't want to be like yelling. So I may sound a little bit more laid back.
No, you're fine.
Than normal.
Hey, write this question down. Gary wants to know if I saw the porn shower. So without answering the question, write that down so that when we talk about my trip, I can answer that question.
Well, are we going to, we just discuss it that card?
Yeah, we will. But I'm just saying, make sure you, Gary specifically wanted to know. All right. I'm going to go grab some, something to drink and I'll be back.
Okay. It's going to be weird doing this without video because Daniel and I can normally see each other and that helps us not talk over one another. And we'll see if we're going to be talking over one another for the entire thingamabob. Oh yeah, urban space. That's what it was, Lamont. It was urban space. And I think I found one and I liked a couple of the restaurants that were represented. And then we went to one and it must have not been the same one. Although it was nice. There was plenty of seating. We had a nice, view of the street because it was snowing a little bit. I mean, just the tiniest little bit of snow. And it was fine. The only problem was I was really in the mood for tacos or tamales. And the one that I had looked up had a tamale place. The one we went to did not have a tamale place. It did have a place that had tacos. However, I think my AC came on. However, it didn't appear to be open. And it didn't appear to be open, the specific place that sells the tacos. And so, and Mark wanted ramen. And so I just got in line with him and it was a really long line. And then we were about halfway through the line or two thirds of the way through the line. And I realized that they had opened the taco place, but we were already in the line and I was in the middle of a bunch of people and couldn't. So I just ended up getting ramen. But, it wasn't cyclone. It was like dandruff. It was the smallest amount of snow you can get and actually see a little tiny flake in the air. There was nothing on the surfaces of anything. You just had to look in the air and see a little sprinkling of magical, whatever. Actually, one thing I forgot to mention on Geeky Gay about New York, and now I'm finished talking about New York, so I guess I'll have to say it on here, is it's disconcerting to me to walk down the street and smell really good food smells with like some shit smell coming out of the sewer or something. You're like, you're smelling like this lovely, whatever, the one that sells those nuts that are coated in honey or something. And they smell so great. And you want to go up and buy nuts.
Nuts for nuts.
Or, tacos or the halal guys. Or whatever.
Oh, by the way, you mentioned taco on your show yesterday. And I was like, I said in the car when I was listening to it, I'm like, oh my God, you should have called me. I know the best taco place in New York City. But
and Well, it was kind of a fast, I didn't want to go anywhere that was a destination.
It is a taco stand, Adam. Okay. It is not a destination. Walk up, buy the tacos, walk away.
So that was not a good, we're walking down the street and you go, that smells good. And then you smell like poop, you know, or whatever. And it's just not a fun feeling to have both of those smells together. It's like trying to eat, you know, your favorite food on the toilet.
I know there's this place at Epcot outside of Norway that during the food festival, they have one of those. What is it? What is the cheese that you put on a rail?
And is it raclette?
Yeah. Is that the one that you cook under a salamander kind of, and then you slide it off onto the bread or whatever?
That is the word that came to my mind, okay. And that is what I was thinking.
Sure. Anyway, there's that cheese that they have at the food booth for the food festival for that particular food booth that was right in front of Norway. But late in the day, that cheese smells rancid. It was like you walk past that booth and it's like, oh my God, that's like, oh. And then to make matters worse, several steps away was the Norway beer cart, which by that time in the afternoon smells of like stale beer. So, you know, it's kind of like you get the stinky cheese and beer double whammy over there in Norway.
Yeah, the smells. Mark loves cities, but I don't care. And I guess it just depends on where you grow up, because, yeah, in the country, you can have some smells. But to me, the smells in a city are much worse than the smells in a country. But I think it's just what you grow up with. Like, I'm okay with a skunk smell occasionally or cow manure or something like that. But the smells you get on the street of New York, whoa. Pee, okay.
Yeah.
And poo.
Tinkle.
And garbage.
Daddy, it smells like tinkle.
And mixed with, you know, food smells, and you're like, your brain can't take it. I know I've said that a million times, but that's just every time we walked down the road, every time down the sidewalk, I'd be like, ooh.
Oh, shit. I just realized I don't have my iPad. Okay. That's all right. Sorry. I use it for my soundboard now, but it's all right. I still have the old ones. I'll just use the old ones.
Okay.
The ones that are built onto the mixer.
I'm going to get one more level of propage.
Okay. You know,
for this.
This is interesting tonight because we're not seeing each other. So.
Yeah, I told the chat room earlier, I said, we might be talking over each other even more than usual because we can't like see the look on the other one's face. Like, would you shut up so I can say something? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. If you need to, though, you could just turn on your video for a second and go like, come on, dude. Like,
I'm walking away.
I was making a face at the camera. I turned on my video long enough to make a face at the camera. Oh, we could share like a Microsoft Word document or a Google Doc, and we could both type in it. Oh no, wait, there's just,
I feel like that may be too high now, but we'll see.
There's like a chat right here. So yeah, if you need something, you can just use the chat. Right there in Zoom. The New York Theater seating is compact and let me tell you. I'm surprised that was on that episode of Geeky Gay, because we had talked about this when I was at your house. That those old New York theaters were built in the 20s, and they're incredibly cramped and tiny. Those seats are the worst. All of them. All of the New York theaters.
They are. Yeah, they are.
But you said that it was specifically crowded for one show. And I was just like, no, we talked about this. They're that way for everything. Anyway, it's not important. The important part is that you didn't do what Sater said. Or you did. I don't know. I don't remember.
I did. Well, he was noncommittal in his advice. He kind of said,
yep,
both of them are great. You'll enjoy both of them.
Okay.
But then he said, but Patti LuPone is iconic and anything with her. And you know what? I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm sure she is iconic, and I'm sure in the past she's been really great in things, but I wouldn't say, oh my God, you guys have to go see Patti LuPone I wouldn't say that.
It's one of those things where just because you're good in a lot of things doesn't mean you're good in everything. Like, you're not like a, you know what I'm saying? But that being said, I will tread lightly because people are incredibly weirdly defensive of Patti LuPone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's great and she was good, but she wasn't bad, but it was a very small part. And her name was like the headline name on everything. And you're expecting her to be doing something really special, you know, mm-hmm. and she's basically a bit part.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, maybe it is a very, it seemed to me that she's definitely not the main character. I mean, it would make no sense because the main character is supposed to be young. So Patti LuPone couldn't do it, but.
Do we have any contact?
And you know, I've been driving.
I haven't got anything today. We've got no voicemails. Although we did give out the new celebrity death phone number. On that last show, did anyone call into the celebrity death phone? How do we check that?
Let me check.
Is that something that when those calls come in, you would get some kind of notification?
Oh, you know what? That's interesting.
No, I know we're not starting the celebrity death phone till January Cyclone. I'm just saying that some people might have called that phone number and left a message.
We have not gotten any voicemails, and I'll have to figure out a way that both of us, cause it's literally my,
yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Google account, but I'll have to figure that out. An email, so maybe I can just set up a forward to you or something, but.
Okay.
But anyway, no, we do not have any voicemails for celebrity death.
Well, I mean, you know, we abandoned them for a month, so that's about right. I think that's about right. All right. I have a thing to talk about after the show for level 13 folks. We might do Cyclone sent in some stuff for this traveling art exhibit, but we have a lot on the board. So if we don't talk about it, we can save it for next week. It's not pressing. We can talk about it next week. If we need to. Okay. He says it's good for 13. So we can talk about it after the show. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, Adam, hit record. Did you do that? I can't see you.
Yeah, I did hit record.